When it comes to cleaning your house, who doesn't wish un galán with a trust fund swept in and passed the mop to your evil stepmom like in the telenovelas? Hola, it's Chiquis here, and although life isn't always like in the soap operas, Fabuloso does bring a clean that's always over the top. Get your home dramatically clean anytime you like without any evil mama drama. Just long-lasting lavender freshness. That's Fabuloso, taking the drama out of any mess.
Fabuloso's 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.
What's up, everybody? I am here. I really have to start wearing a camera everywhere I go. I'm tired of dealing with dummies. There's just so many dummies. I know I said it in my last pod, but I can't stop. What's the best camera for me to buy? Some tech head, tell me. DM me. I want the best cameras. And what's the law? Do I put a sign on that says you're being filmed? I can't. I want to film every interaction because I cannot deal with people. They don't take accountability. They're not aware and they're defensive. I can't. I'm so pissed off right now. Fuck. So I'm going to react to a bunch of things right now. Welcome to another episode of Hate to Break It to You with Jamie Kennedy. All right. So here, I'm just going to start with this one right here. So again, if you bring up, I'm not, and everyone thinks I've gone political, or if I give, I just read a comment. Someone said this whole channel is turning. I hate the term grift. I hate that fucking term. Grift. You're grifting. Oh, you're a grifter. What the fuck does that mean? It was a movie with Annette Bening, or no, Angelica Houston, like 32 years ago. It was a great movie. I hate that term because it's been co-opted by all these people that don't want to take accountability. If I fucking have bread, and I really like bread, but I know it fucks up your gut, and then I want to get rid of the yeast and the wheat, but I go, I'm going to still try to keep bread, so I'm going to go sourdough. And I do research on sourdough, and I find that sourdough is actually much more easier digestible. And you don't want to lose bread, but you do, you have to, but you end up going and getting sourdough because the way it's fermented, it's better for your gut. This is actually truthful. They'll go, you're grifting for sourdough, big sourdough. Like, I cannot, if you criticize something, you're grifting for big bread. Like, shut the fuck up. This is where I'm at. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking heated right now. I just got an argument with a dum-dum. It's just because people are so dumb. It's like, you're grifting for beer. You know, it's like, I'm not grifting. I have an opinion. If you don't like the opinion, just say, I don't agree with you. The term grift. Grifting is when you do something to deceive someone to make money. I'm not making money off of this. I'm making money off of my YouTube algorithm. No one's paying me. I'm not endorsed by anyone. The rumor is Lizzo got paid $3.2 million. $3.2 million for Lizzo. I don't know if that's true, but you're not even getting the whole Lizzo. You're getting half of her now. Did you get it? And then Beyonce was there. Where they pay her 8, like 10? I don't know. Like, you'd have to say, like, she's 2 or 3 times more, right? Not a diss to Lizzo, just that she has more legacy. Anyway, I hear all those people that are endorsing are getting paid. I'm not getting paid. I'm not even fucking saying all this stuff. I'm just pointing out hypocrisies. And I'm passionate about it. And I'm passionate about a lot of things because I'm alive and I take yoga and I'm getting in better shape. And when you get in better shape, you get stronger. When you get stronger, you get more emotional and then you wilder. And I'm going to have an argument with someone. So I just have to go into this. So if you go and fucking point out anything in election interference, they'll just call you a name. Right? You're a fucking grifter. You're right. Someone said my whole channel turned into a right wing thing. Like, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. I just had a trans on. Like, that's not, like, I'm open minded. That's it. The problem is I'm open minded. And most people are dumb. God, the world's full of dummies. So there's a judge now. And if you say that, they won't even entertain the fact that you might, like, something bad might have happened. And so this has just happened. It said, this Biden-appointed federal court judge forced Virginia to reinstate non-citizens as voters in Virginia. So it says, let's be clear. What just happened? This is 11 days before a presidential election. A federal judge ordered Virginia to reinstate over 1,500 individuals who self-identified as non-citizens back onto the voter polls. I mean, I'm not a fucking political science major, but it speaks for itself. How can anyone of sound mind, of sound body, who looks at an apple and says, that's an apple, go, that's so normal? That basically says that the Democrats or the left or whatever you want to call them, just while they're in office, self-regulated and gave themselves a pass to get shiesty individuals or just not even legal. That's not legal. How can someone who's not a citizen of this country, that's not born here, that's not a citizen, have the right to vote? And how can they do that with only 11 days to go? That's fucking kindergarten of shadiness. And people will still not look at this. God, you're dumb. Like, this isn't unhinged. This is insanity. Can you not look at that and go, this is fucking crazy? And my passion is that's not for this. It's for many things. But this is where I'm at in the world. Yes, you need to get this hyper because people are not looking at reality and it's craziness. It makes me so insane. I cannot deal with people that are in denial. Look at your shit. And when you get called out on your shit, don't be defensive. This is obviously towards someone else right now, but I'm using the passion of that for this. But this is how? And she turned her voicemail off. Someone wrote, this is the kind of shit that tells me the corruption in our government is bigger than any politician. No shit, dumb fuck. It's clearly corrupt. I'm not mad at them. They're doing what they always do. We now have the tools to see it because of the internet. I'm mad at the fucking sheep. How on earth are we on the same planet? How are we on the same planet? And this was never about me going to the right or voting for Republican or whatever. It was just going to, like, where's the most corruption being done? And you could say, oh, there's corruption on the right. Of course there is. But it's not being talked about as glaringly as this. This is glaring. These are many things. Please just leave your ideologies at home and watch this video as a normal-minded person. Please. It's the people. I can't deal with people that don't look at reality. Again, don't make a joke in the comments. Only real people here. Anyone who makes a dumb joke at me at my expense, please someone say something to them. Because I do deal with reality. Yes, I may be passionate or sometimes I go over the board when I'm being funny. But I know my place in this world and my reality, okay? I know it. And if I'm overstepping the bounds, I will get checked and I will listen to a correct checking. And if I don't, I will explain myself to the point. I just argue with someone and said, oh, you're a comedian, so you can manipulate. Because I basically want to argue with everyone in front of a crowd because the crowd will check them for me. When a crowd laughs at your expense, then you've lost. And unfortunately, we have to do this now. We have to do wins and losses so people learn. And if you get laughed at by a room full of 300 people and they're laughing at you, that means that you probably are wrong. Okay? But even people, when I do this to them, I say, just argue with me in front of a crowd. They'll go, oh, well, you're a comedian, so you'll manipulate the crowd. Instead of going, maybe I'll be wrong. That's where I'm at. Like, this is where people, they'll just figure out a way. Like, Keith Michael Ashton is a great comedian, had a great joke years ago. And he said on Maury Povich or something, there's always those mothers that defend their kids no matter what. And he was like, your son murdered and killed 5 innocent men. And the mom would say, 4. That's not my joke. That's Keith Michael Ashton. He's a hilarious comedian. And fucking, it's so true. Like, that's what I feel like. All of these people that don't look at reality, whew, I'm coming in hot. I can't deal with women. Oops. All right. So that's that. Look, I just posted this thing and my buddy was on the pod, and I thank you, Johnny Mitchell. You were great on the pod. And he called me right wing. So I kind of bucked back and I said, I want to be right wing because I'm doing this, this, and this, and this. And if somebody wrote, yes, having common sense is now right wing. And then another comment wrote, they say reality itself has a right wing bias. Like, don't make me a right winger because I'm not. Like, I'll move to Pahrump, okay? I'll move to Pahrump, and I'll hire two hillbillies to be my bodyguards, and I'll fucking just listen to Kid Rock on fucking repeat. Please don't. It's not because I want to be that, although I like Kid Rock. I just, you're going to push me. And when you push me to do things, it's like Jim Banner. You know who Jim Banner is? And Jim Banner says, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. It's David Banner. David Banner. You understand? I was raised on two fucking things right now. I want you to understand what the fuck I was raised on so you know who you're dealing with. Four fucking things. I just came up with it. Are you ready? Are you ready? John Hughes for teenage growth. Porky's for how you deal with women. Eddie Murphy for comedy. Dukes of Hazzard's for Daisy Dukes, Hot Girls and Cars, and David Banner, the Hulk. When things aren't going mad, you smash. When they're not going good, you get mad. That's who raised me. Think about that. So when you look and say, why is this guy the way he is? Thank the Dukes of Hazzard, John Hughes, Eddie Murphy, Porky's, and Dr. David Banner. Because they were all on TV, and TV raised me along with my parents. But my parents were too tired, and they let me watch fucking TV. And I love TV. If I could have crawled into the pixelation, I would. John Ritter, God rest your soul, my mentor. Also living a straight guy with two hot chicks in Santa Monica, going down to the Regal Beagle every night to score Punani, Lana, all of them. Those were my heroes. I'll keep naming them. Those were my fucking heroes. Ted Knight.
Oh, Billy, 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 Billy. It's a big one, Billy.
This is who raised me. Unabashed, funny motherfuckers who fucking like chicks, money, fast cars, and fun fucking times. And when you got mad, you turned green and you went, and you threw a car at someone. That's who I am. Like, that's what I'll tell the police. This would be a good video. Hopefully I'll never have to do that, but I'm saying. Can you relate? Can somebody relate to me in the comments? And I liked He-Man, but Skeletor almost seemed cooler. And I know he's probably got a little Satan in him, which I'm not. But Skeletor, He-Man, yeah. Skeletor was the shit, right? Fuck, dude. All right, so I want you to think of that. And I've been blessed to affect other people's youth like that. It's crazy. From Scream to Malibu to Son of the Mask to Fanboy and Chum Chum Cleveland, I've had my own things of pop culture, and it's crazy. To me, Anthony Michael Hall is a god. Anthony Michael Hall is a god. He is a god among men, and everything about the 80s was the Breakfast Club. And the fact that I could be in something in the 90s, I thought, well, Scream, if it could just even kind of make a teeny mark. It's never going to be like the Breakfast Club. To me, the Breakfast Club is, you know, one of the biggest movies of all time. And it is. But the fact that I'm a part of something that might be considered bigger, it's just weird. It's weird. It's not the Breakfast Club's Breakfast Club. Is that a tampon in your purse? Yeah. You never know when you're going to have to jam. Yeah. Gee, Dad. You know it, man. I could quote the whole fucking movie.
I see that there's also these new Tesla dogs as well. Elon Musk is not playing, y'all. He literally made a dog to replace your dog. Not only that, but they came out with a Tesla horse. And they also have a cheetah Tesla prototype that they're working on currently right now, y'all. And this thing is doing all kinds of flips and tricks. And get a little of this. Not only that, but they also have a monkey prototype that they are currently working on. What is Elon Musk trying to do? What is going on? Why is Tesla creating all these things? I mean, did you hear what Elon Musk had to say? Y'all, check this out.
We probably, none of us will have a job. There will be, but in that benign scenario, there will be.
First of all, he's creating Westworld. That's insane. The crazy shit is the horse. The horse. All the other stuff is like playtime, but that horse was majestic. This is real. He unleashed his robot army last week, along with catching a rocket midair, along with a new line of car. I mean, he's incredible. He's the most incredible human on the planet right now. And people don't like him because he's mean to in your feelings or something. He's incredible. He's a god among men. And if you don't like him, you know, you have mental issues. And he's incredible. I mean, get Tesla stock. I'm mad. I didn't buy more when it was down. I have a good amount. I have a good amount. I want to buy more. And it went up 20% the other day. It was the third biggest day ever. And it was down because it's going to take a hit. But I'm not, this is an advice. Don't listen to me. This is for purposes of fun, whatever you have to say, entertainment. But I'm going to say this, that he's got the robots coming out. He's got the rockets coming out. That's a different company, but still he's going to have, the robots will be bigger than the cars because everyone's going to have one. And if you can buy a robot for $20,000 and then you put a down payment of 10%, let's just say 2000, let's just say 1000, and then you make monthly payments on it and it works for you, everyone's going to get a robot. And they're going to make 1 billion robots. So just forget it. Like, I should go and sell every position I have and put in Tesla. That and NVIDIA. Just on three things. Palantir, NVIDIA, and Tesla. That's it. I gotta dump the rest of my shit. I'm dead serious. Because it's just like, what companies are changing the world? You know, Shaq says that. He said, Jeff Bezos said, only invest in companies that will change the world. You can get rich in little things, but... It's my 2 cents. I don't know anything. So that's with that. But then listen to this part.
There would be universal high income. Universal basic income. Universal high income. There would be no shortage of goods. If the computer can do and the robots can do everything better than you, then
yeah.
Does your life have meaning?
And yes. I guess this is the reason why they're creating all these animals to go with these humans, and then these robots trying to be up.
Here's the thing. He is 100% correct. This is the existential crisis. I mean, I've known about this for a while. I'm sure a lot of us do, but I don't know if the sheeple do. So sheeple, listen up. So it's like, there are new industries coming out of like influencing and stuff. And even though I get annoyed at them, there are good ones. And like sports betting, even though I think that steals from, you know, people's addictions, there are good ones that can make a living. And influencers in sports, like those type of people, like if you're a dude and you really love sports, even though I can make fun of it in certain ways, but if you can make your living doing that and it makes you happy, I mean, Dave Portnoy is incredible. You know, he took a love of what he did and he made it a complete kingdom. It's incredible. So he's an example of where the world will go in terms of the philosophy of do what you love. And you know, he struck gold. But you have to do what you know, love. And so Elon is correct in my assessment. He's correct in the sense because nothing is going to be needed to be done by humans, okay? But because robots and AI are going to be able to do everything. So the first thing is, are they going to let us live? That's something we just have to figure out. You're not going to be able to control it. That's just done. Whatever they're telling you, it's a lie. I don't care. I don't care if you don't believe me. I'm not crazy. It's true. How can someone control an AI when they can't, when MGM can be hacked by one fucking phone call? So if the AI has one iota of malevolence in it, it can do a lot more than a guy from fucking Estonia, a hacker, who probably wasn't. It's probably a fucking hacker from Pahrump. Pahrump's getting a lot of shout out. What I'm saying is they took down a whole corporation. It was a joke. It was a fucking joke. If you don't think AI can drain bank accounts and stop all the traffic lights, and that's just baby play, wait till they fucking shut the grid down. And you can put as many regulators as you want. It's just not, there's too many smart people I know, like my brother and other people, that will just tell you, you just can't stop it. The godfather of AI stopped and said, I can't believe what I did. I just ruined the world. So believe what you want. Don't listen to me. I know nothing, but I've done a lot of things in my life that aren't easy to do. So I figure out things. And I'm just telling you that it's going to be crazy. If this stuff likes us, which I don't know how we get it to like it. I don't know how you get an emotional sentient being to like you if it has no skin in the game. The reason part of my life is fucked up because I'm too empathetic. I feel for too many people. I help too many people. And I guess that's a good thing, but it bums me out because they take my time. So, but what I think Elon's doing a little bit of a work there when he says universal basic high income. I don't know about that, bro. He might just be keeping the fucking people at the gate. Basically, Blade Runner, again, is a documentary, okay? I can't help you. And that there's a reason why all the buildings were fucking cement for the 30 floors, and then it's fucking, because they don't want the people climbing up. And there's a couple buildings around here now doing that, and I'm like, damn, that's so Blade Runner cool. Like, I liked it. Like, you don't want to, like, you know, throw shit at the fucking pilgrims, but you don't. I mean, if they get mad, if shit goes down, they're going to come. You know, so we got to figure out how to keep everybody happy, and the people deserve to fucking have a good life. But so if Joe Rogan did a great pod with Mark Anderson, and he said that money will be less important, something like to the effect of, because of AI, everything's going to be really cheap because of 3D printing and all this stuff. And I believe that. So I think people will be able to live, and I think you'll be able to get into a car for cheap, and you'll have your little hut, and you'll do this stuff, and you'll have all your needs met. The problem is you won't have any control. And the question is, do you want to bake bread? Sure, I like bread. I sometimes don't want to bake it. But if an AI can make it for me, I'd rather just have that AI and robot make my bread, right? And I guess an AI is not going to ride a bike for me like I want to ride the bike. I'll be invigorated by riding the bike. When I swim in the ocean, I'm going to swim in the ocean. So now you're going to say, well, how can I make money doing that? You can't. So what Elon's saying is you're not going to, all the other things are going to be done. There's not going to be really any jobs left. And, you know, once you see AI and robots doing HVAC, it's a wrap, because those are the last jobs to hold up plumbers, the intricate jobs. Those guys will be the ones lasting the longest. And then, like, comedians and artists. But it doesn't mean you're not going to watch AI comedy and think it's a real person or whatever. It doesn't matter. But if you like somebody and like what they say, you're going to follow them. So, yeah. Can an AI make a hamburger as good as the dude that makes those fucking burgers? Bobby Flay. He makes an incredible burger with potato chips on it. Probably not yet, but it will. So what am I saying? The ability to express oneself. You're going to have an existential crisis of, what do I do? Because we're so tied to our job as being us. But if you love to express yourself, and you love to roll cigarettes, and you love to do pull-ups, and you love to, you know, talk to women, and you love to ride a bike, I don't know. If you don't need money, you'll do anything that you want. It's a matter of, A, if the overlords let us do it, and B, if you have enough to live, and C, is it fulfilling? You know, but you are going to have a lot of people just going, what do I do with my day? Because my days have gotten so busy where it's hard for me to do certain things because I'm so busy, but it's going to change because I'm trying to set everything up. Like, you know, I got to post, I got to do this, I got to do that, but I'm trying to set this all up digitally. And that's what I'm in the process of digitizing my life and never seeing a bill and just looking at my monthly statements and everything being paid out and understanding exactly what my taxes are going to be and everything. Like, I've had teams of people do this. Now I'm just making it very small to keep it simple. And technology will do all this. And if I have all my posts and things, if I do this, as this is being edited as we speak and graphics put on it right now, and when I'm done this thing, there's already 8 clips and they're already scheduled to post it because they did all the AI and they know exactly when the most engagement is, that will fucking save me so much work that I literally just have to be. So we are heading there. I don't know when it's going to get there. I think it's a lot closer than people think. But just robots and that shit is just wild. And I just don't think a lot of people really see this shit coming and they don't get it.
Yeah, like a jackrabbit. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Hi. Hey,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So I kind of want to shift the conversation about DEI a little bit away from culture because I don't know if that's necessarily like a helpful conversation to have. And I really want to talk more about representation. So 1 in 5 Americans currently is Hispanic. This country, like it or not, is not a homogenous country. We are a very diverse country. Mm-hmm. Do you not think that our legislators should be representative of the overall population?
I don't see a way that you can have a quote-unquote representative legislature with 435 members of Congress in a country of 340 million people, because you can divvy that up however you want. It's not by race. You could do it by sex. You could do it by gender. You could do it by sexual orientation. How exactly do you decide what is quote-unquote the representative group? And also, I don't believe that individuals ought to be represented based on group identity. So, for example, I'm Jewish. Jews are actually overrepresented in Congress. I don't think that we ought to decide exactly how many people in Congress are Jewish based on the Jewish population of the country. I think that's actually a pretty silly way to do representation.
Well, we don't have to do it systematically, but
can I just ask you a question? Why is it always people that have weird piercings on their face that have these conversations? What makes you decide to do the ball ring? Can anyone in the comments explain it to me? What part of, I'm expressing myself, man. Like, what's with that? Can someone tell me what that is? Like, and if I judge you, are you going to cry? Like, and then why the piercing here? What does that do? I'm sorry, but people think I'm crazy because I have a beard. Like, that's not crazy. I'm just lazy. But, like, putting metal through your fucking top of your septum makes no sense to me. Like, one little earring here, if you're a chick, sexy. Get it. One little tattoo in the right place, get it. Sexy. Putting a fucking Toro bolt in your nose, I never got it.
But fundamentally, there is an issue with the fact that we are not fully represented. Like,
all these words. The first thing I'm going to say is that this girl has no humor. There's no charm. She's like, bah, 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 bah. Like, I don't see Ben Shapiro fucking yucking it up, but he has a good sense of humor. He laughs a lot. Okay, go ahead.
The entire population is not represented. I mean, we have never had a black female president. I still have to pay taxes.
We've never had
the whole concept is no taxation without. Well, we have had a white male president. We've had like 45 of them.
Whether Jews count as white or not has been sort of an object of debate.
Oh, this is a good one.
We do. Okay.
You do.
So, I mean, it depends.
Listen to this. This is a real thing, and you could argue that she's being racist. Jews, and I say this with the capital J, Jews have never considered themselves white. At least the Jews I know. We used to play a game called The Jews I've Been With. We used to play this game, me and my buddies. I think Stu did it too. When we talk about, because there was traits about Jewish chicks. But we would say, well, The Jews I've Been With. It was a really funny game. But because, so Jews don't consider themselves white. That's just a known thing. So it's kind of crazy that this chick who's black, I hate identity politics, but, and now this other black chick is laughing. Uh-oh, not good. Because, I'll give you an example. I believe it was the guy who promoted the Mike Tyson fights. We got to show this clip and put it in. This will be great to help me sell my points. Remember that clip. And he kissed Mike. Mike kissed him on the mouth, and the guy was freaked out. I think his name was Sandy. But the reason why Mike had so many big fights, one of the reasons was this guy. But this guy got with Don King, who, you know, took from Peter to pay Paul. But Mike was this, you know, supernova talent. And this guy who he got with helped him, and he was Jewish. And he said, you know, we've been persecuted. I know how to monetize your talent, your brilliance. And Mike said, great. And the guy promoted the fights along with Don King or whatever. I'm saying that this is an example of, if you look in boxing, there's always been Jewish promoters in the music business, Jewish businessmen. And they go in with the angle of, I've been persecuted too, which is true through history. You know, Jews have been very persecuted. I know people are arguing right now about other stuff, but I'm just telling you, you can look through your history books and say they're one of the most persecuted groups. And so Jews had an affinity with the blacks, and they looked at guys like me and go, that's the bad guy over there. I'm like you, Holmes. So Jews, and they're kind of not white in the sense of they're their own thing. Jews, you could say it's a religion or a bloodline. I don't know enough about it, but a Jew is a vibe, right? Like if a Jew's are a vibe, right? They're their own thing. So a lot, and most Jews I know don't consider themselves white. Like I'm a white guy. I got swag or whatever, but you know, Jews always just have their own thing. They're kind of like their own color too. I don't know. Does that sound bad? I don't know. So they've, and blacks and Jews typically have gotten along because of that. So she says this, now watch this.
Depends according to whom, and that's a pretty recent development. Okay, so
basically everyone, it's a religion.
It's
Judaism. Do you not agree that you are a white man?
I mean, I think that it depends on the context in which you're discussing it.
Meaning, so what are you, Ben? Are you not a white guy?
I mean, I'm a man of Jewish ethnicity, which is sometimes grouped with white and sometimes not. I mean, that's a more accurate way to put it. But when
what
we're
else
talking
would you
about
be grouped
with Jews, or which is not.
Yo, if this was the other foot, it wouldn't be good. Like, he's really defending his position. He's saying, look, I understand your confusion, but it is. Jews are there literally their own thing. They have their own tribe. If you want to talk about tribalness, in the last pod where Johnny Mitchell was saying he had in different sects in within the prison, the Jews probably would be with the Jews. They would be like with, you know, the name of their crew would be called the Half a Hats. I don't know, but I'm saying is Jews would, they're their own thing. So he's correct. And from what I know with the Jews I've been with. Oh, fuck, hold on. So she's going on a limb here, and I'm
seen Jews groups with white and Jews group with not white. I've seen, and are we just pretending that doesn't exist? That's a reality. However, as far as your generalized point, which is that we are supposed to identify people by group identity, if we don't have a black female president, somehow black females have not been represented. So Barack Obama was in no way representative of black females because he's not a female.
No, he
black.
Was. He was representative.
So
but
he
that's
was half
the
representative.
Point.
How do you do the math on this? And why?
You shouldn't do the math on it completely statistically, but the fact
you shouldn't
is
do the math on it at all.
Clearly
you should treat people
underrepresented.
As you should treat people as individuals.
Well, if you don't even want Kamala Harris to attempt to create DEI initiatives in office, then there isn't even going to be a conversation about it.
I mean, I don't think there ought to be a conversation about why we ought to be represented by race or by sex. I think that we are each individual people with individual ideas, and if that person represents my ideas, I don't care what sex, race, or sexual orientation they are.
I mean, to an extent, yes.
No, entirely.
But there is an
entirely.
Issue with the lack of empathy in office. We need to be able to empathize and legislate for the people that are living in this country.
I was not
Do
aware,
you not believe that?
I was not aware that empathy is relegated to particular race solidarity.
No, but I mean, it's easier to be empathetic towards people whose experiences you can fundamentally understand based on your identity. Like, do you not believe that people have an inherent bias?
So first of all,
based
I'm not
on
sure.
Identity?
I mean, we can start with the empathy itself. I'm not sure that empathy is always the best basis for actual public policy, because when you have group solidarity and empathy based on group solidarity, you're going to attempt.
That's ignorant. I understand what she's saying. There's things that I just can't understand. If I was a black, if a black woman in the culture can only understand with a black woman. I can understand that when you add hair, it's called a weave, and on a white girl, it's called an extension. And I can understand that black women really like long nails. These are jokes, but kind of not. But what I'm saying is there's just certain things that black women go through that I wouldn't understand. They usually do like to do a takeout bag from Chili's. I don't know why. They like that takeout bag. Am I in trouble? So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, there's just certain things within. I don't understand what it's like to get a period. So that's a woman thing. I don't understand what it's like to get a period on Crenshaw. That's a black woman thing. That, come on, these are funny. Are they not? No, but she's right. Like, as a black woman, she's only going to experience things with other black women. But there are black women in the hood that she doesn't seem very hood. So they'd be like, I don't get along with you. But what I'm trying to say is, yeah, you got to make people feel good, and you have to have people in there. You can't make a movie about slavery with no black input, okay? It's not going to be, you know, if the story is about a slave, it should come from the black slave's perspective. You're going to need the black historians that know it and study it. And even if a white person does, you just have to have a black person because it's their story to tell, okay? You can have a white person help or whatever. So that makes complete sense. Or the first black coach on a team, you know, whatever, those stories. This sounds bad, I guess. But what I'm trying to say is just don't do it to do it. Do it because the people are qualified. But yes, I if I was a black woman and I saw all white men all day making decisions, I'd be annoyed because I'd be like, well, what the fuck? Does anyone hear my voice? Do they understand my pain? So I guess it's like, I don't want somebody to be hired on DEI when they're flying an airplane. I just don't. It's too risky. You know what I'm saying? I just want the best person to fly the plane, best person to drive the bus, best person to defend me in a lawsuit, the best person. But like lesser jobs, sure, let's do it that don't have to affect. Or it's just, if and that sounds bad, but it's not. Like, if they're high-risk jobs, the best person needs to get the job. That's it. That's my opinion, and I think that's a reasonable opinion. If they're lower-risk jobs and you want to fill quotas because you should and we should and everyone should have a chance, yes. But risky things, the most qualified person, I don't give a fuck if the person's, there's a reason why there's not 3'8" guys in the NBA. They just, no matter how good you shoot, they're just not qualified to fucking, you know, do the shit. I mean, why, if this is the case, there's no DEI in the NBA. There isn't. There's no DEI in the NBA. Yeah, like, that would be hilarious, right? We don't do that. There's no DEI on football. Like, it's Jimmy the Greek got fired for saying blacks are better athletes. It's just truthful. Like, they are. Inherently, there are. My buddy was a D-back at a big school in Louisiana, and they called him White Lightning because it was rare. So, yeah, that's okay. But then there was racist things in football where they always thought the white guy was a better quarterback, and we're clearly seeing that that wasn't. So blacks were you could say, they were prejudiced against, and now you're seeing some of the best quarterbacks ever are black. You know, and there's just 8 starting quarterbacks right now in the league, and they're all black that are great. They're the best ones. So qualifications is all that matters. But if it's working on a laundromat and you need more white people, sure. I don't know if that makes sense. This is all sounding so bad. But what I'm saying is, if the job is risky, the best person has to do it. If the job is less risky, then that's the way it is. I don't want somebody operating on me as a DEI. But a person that never got that opportunity should be in accepted in the UCLA medical school if there's a financial problem or whatever. And if they had the same education or whatever, even though it's a public school, and they outscore everybody and they show their skills and they're from fucking Bosnia and they're the better one, then they should be in. Let's just do that. But I understand if those people aren't getting those opportunities. But the best person should have the job. But I get it that other people are just born on third base, and that's not fair. I think AOC is good because she's like a Puerto Rican chick from the Bronx. I believe that's what she is, right? I mean, she seems like a Karen. She doesn't seem like a typical Puerto Rican chick I know from the Bronx. I think more Rosie Perez than I do AOC. But hey, it's good that she's involved. You don't have to agree with her policies, but it's good that she's involved because she represents. And she does. She was a bartender. She's the voice of the people. dumb to not let Amazon go there. That was dumb.
Trump is now president of the United States.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Can I just say that is one of the funniest things you'll ever see? Can I just say something? Why is it the chicks? This is going to sound so bad. So, again, this isn't right wing. This is just observing and comedy. And again, I would rather be totally pro-life, but I think abortion should be legal with certain caveats. But yes, it should be legal. I just don't want people to use abortion as a casual murdering machine. But I'm just saying, that's funny. I mean, it's always that type of person, that chick, that is crazy.
Interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is to send exactly legal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used and use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. Technically, now it's legal. The U.S. military, under this directive, it will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House. I'm not making this up. Any of you can look it up. This is a Democratic initiative.
That's insane. Do you understand how fucking insane that is? Now, I'm not going to be an alarmist, but I'm going to be an alarmist. RFK, and he's a guy that always gets all these facts and people like say shit, but he just knows so much more than the average fucking bag of fucking meat. And people don't like it because they're just not well versed like he is. They're just jealous. He is so intelligent, and he's won so many law cases, and he's also just from a legacy of family. That whether you believe with his family's policies or not, he knows he's in the mix, man. He is the mix. And he just said, so I told you it started at the beginning of this, what they fucking non-citizens can vote. And now there's a directive that the military can shoot and kill people that are politically protesting. That is insane. So the right to protest, which I thought was in the Constitution, will be overturned. So imagine if I just go out and I say, oh, I don't like these vaccine mandates, if they try to do that again or whatever. If I protest it and I do it too long, hopefully I'll get a warning. Right? And how many warnings do I get? And then if I don't adhere to it, do I get a rubber bullet? Like, that's crazy. Shoot and kill your own citizens. That's Kent State type of shit. That's why I am so involved now. I'm involved because I hate hypocrisy. And the number one thing is all these people saying shit. You can't say so much shit about one person and not shit about the other person. And that's what it feels like. Most people are shitting on Trump and not enough on the other people. And that's where it's just a big lack of common sense. But man, that this is crazy. I've got tired now, but that's fucking insane. Do you understand how insane that is? So, oh my God. Yeah, it's crazy. To shoot and kill citizens. That's crazy. I don't know if this has all been around like this and we're just seeing all this information, but I'm losing my mind because I have so much information. And yeah, I seek it out too much. You're right. But I just don't remember a time in history being like this. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of information, but we've uncovered a lot. And it's hard to stay rational because it's just so... It's crazy. There was a guy that told me this one time. He's an Iraq veteran, and he said it. I don't agree with him a lot of things, but he said something so brilliant that stuck in my mind forever. And he says, human beings were not made to process all the information we're being fed just at this time. Like, it's just, we can't handle it. And I so fucking felt that. Okay, here's another example of people that really fucking piss me off.
Hey!
What, you worried about getting your fucking signs that are telling lies to people?
Aw, oh, I'm so sorry.
You fucking try, you talk to you, asshole.
I just tried to talk to
you. You all right, then?
Fucking asshole.
Can you please not do that?
Why?
Because this is our stuff.
Can you please not do this?
We are allowed to table here. We actually have a permit.
Yeah?
Yeah, we do.
I'm not touching you. I'm grabbing your phone.
Well, that's you can't touch his phone.
I'm not touching your phone. Yeah. I'm covering the camera.
Okay.
You're not touching it.
Why are you here?
Because we have a right to be here. Why are you here?
Because I have a right to be here.
About kids. We care
okay,
about
so
kids.
Why are you damaging our stuff?
What a fucking asshole.
You hold the tolerant left.
Probably some crazy ass right wing group, but the bottom line is they got a permit. They fucking paid to be at this campus and pass out their brochures. And this dude that's doing mid lady right now just takes tomato juice. I thought it was abortion because he put tomato juice all over their shit. That's so fucking rude. And if you fight that guy, you're gonna get assault. You're gonna get an assault charge. That's just so fucked up. Like, that's just so fucked up. That does nothing for your cause, bro. Like, whatever you are, people are just gonna, like, it just makes people like me go, oh, I'm just so turned off, man. Like, same people that glue themselves to art and ruin shit. It's just acting out. Anyway, guys. Where are we at in this world? I don't know. 5 shows left. Nothing set up for 2025. I don't want to do anything. I just want to make content. Like, subscribe. Help me out. Peace.
Hola mi gente, Rosalind Sanchez here from He Said, Ella Dijo. And although I like drama in my telenovelas, when it comes to real life, I prefer a drama-free casa. Thanks to Fabuloso, its remarkable lavender scent lingers like a longing glance. And with 2 times more active ingredients to take the drama out of any mess, you'll be shouting, gracias. Fabuloso's 2x concentrator formula provides 2x more active cleaning ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.